What's up, y'all? What's up? It's your girl, Miss Jazzy Jaddy. Welcome back. Monday night. You already know what time it is. It is time for you guys to join me. Let's bump heads and let's just talk, okay? Listen, y'all, for real. Like, what the fuck is going on in the world? All right, let's just switch gears and change the energy real quick. Like, I was going to go in and tell y'all we're going to talk about something way different tonight. But just out of respect of the recent victims and all the crazy catastrophes and chaotic disasters and events in the world, we're just going to switch gears and actually kind of show some respect for the people who lost their lives this week with the gun violence. Y'all, like, for real, this is why it is so important to get out and vote. It's very important for you guys to encourage your friends, your family members, you know, get out and vote. We got to change these laws. We have got to find a way to force our congresswomen and men to find a solution, because literally, y'all, people are dying. And it's sad, it's scary, it's just crazy. Like, it actually makes me feel like I don't even know if I even want to go somewhere. Like, I don't know if I want to even go to the store. And I know, you know, you can't live your life in fear. You are supposed to be centered in God, or whatever your religion is. For me, it's God. You're supposed to be centered in that. You're supposed to know that He has you. But I just feel like this world has become so emotionless. You know, we have become a people that entertain whatever is new and popping today. And then next week, we're back to doing whatever bullshit was, you know, popular for that period of time, which creates no solution, because we don't remember what it felt like to go through that. And it's very sad. It's very sad that we don't give things more energy than we should. We should give it more attention. You know, we should force people to care and to help change situations. And, you know, I wish I had the answers. Like, I wish I had the answer to what we could do to make things better. Like, I wish I knew what we could do. And I guess a lot of people are to the point where they're just like, oh, let's just stop people from getting gun license. Let's just stop people from getting or having the ability to buy a gun. Listen, y'all. The problem is, you're not paid attention to if you're not a threat. So let me explain to you guys what this means. The majority of the people, or I'll say the criminals, that have done these heinous crimes to people don't have much of a background. Most of them have had issues with mental health, but they have not had a background for, as like, you know, like a rap sheet. Like, they've gotten this, they, you know, been in this type of trouble, been in that type of trouble. They haven't. So the first time they do something is the worst. Like, it's the worst thing they've ever done. So up until this point, they haven't caught the attention that they have needed to, you know, they haven't actually caught the attention of, you know, family members or whatever, because they haven't done anything. So nobody has an alarm or a red flag raised on that person up until the time they're doing something. And then everybody else, you know, when something happens, everybody's like, oh, I remember he said something one day and I just overlooked it. Or she said something one day and I overlooked it. You know, I just want to encourage you guys, because our world has gotten to a point where it's this bad. And I'll just say in this generation, in this decade right now in 2019, because I know, you know, my mama, she probably could think of some really, really bad things that happened during her time of her younger days. But fuck all that. We talking about right now. I'm not saying this is the worst thing that has happened. And I'm not going to say this is the worst thing that will ever happen. But I am saying that things are bad. And until we come together as a nation, until we come together as people to find a solution to gun violence, it is not going to stop. And it is affecting us. And it's definitely going to affect our kids. You know, that's what we have to think about when we send our kids to school. Are they really safe? You know, when you send your nephew or your niece to the store to get you some milk, is she or he really safe? You know, and it's a scary thing because you just never know. And I think a lot of times we just live in, you know, this it'll be okay type mindset. And, you know, one thing I know is you have to stay prayed up because you never know when it's your time. And I know a lot of people that are kind of try to be, you know, a little bold or like, oh, it's my time. I'm gonna go. But you know what? I just don't want to go before it is my time on behalf of demons surrounding somebody else's life, you know. And neither do I want to have to even deal with anything like this. Like you should be able to go to Walmart. Like, y'all, imagine this, y'all, for real. These motherfuckers at Walmart, yo. Like, they getting groceries. They getting dinner. How many times do you go to Walmart in a week? How many times do you go to Target in a week? You know, how many times do you get gas in a week? How many times do you stop at the dollar store? Do you stop at, you know, Walgreens? Like, whatever stores that you frequently shop at, imagine if it were that place. You know, that's what I'm saying. These people were in there with their families, yo. Like, they're in there with their kids. They're in there with their families. They're in there conducting business. They're working. Imagine the employees on the clock. The young children, the young kids who got a job at Walmart trying to make, you know, a little income. Imagine those people that are in high school working there. Stocking the shelves. Cashiers. Service manager. Like this guy targeted, y'all. Like, this guy literally targeted these people, Hispanics, for no reason. And you guys can be oblivious to racism. You can overlook it. You can turn the other cheek. You can do whatever you want to do. But in 2019, racism is at an all-time high. I honestly feel like now it's even worse because people are getting away with this shit. This is what I'm saying. People are getting away with doing things to people because of how they look. And it's been okay. And it's sad and it's scary. And I'm concerned about my kids. I'm concerned because I want to make sure that they know how to respond in those type of situations. How unfortunate as a mother is it for me to have to teach my son more about what to do in front of police, how to act in front of, you know, sheriffs and police officers more than how to present himself in front of a female? Like, it's more important for me right now for him just to be alive. You know, it's more important for me to sit down and talk to him instead of me telling him about high school. I'm teaching him honestly, how to keep his hands above his head in front of police officers. You know, never put your hands in your pocket, son. Never reach for anything. Never move too fast. Like, these are the conversations I'm having with my 14-year-old son, because I want him to be prepared and knowledgeable so that his life is not taken away because of a misunderstanding. And then we can talk about the girls. How unfortunate is that? How unfortunate is that? That time that I have to spend on your behaviors within police officers and just, you know, other people who don't look like you. How to handle yourself. What to do. Because you already know mama on speed dial. But at the end of the day, I can't save him from the world. I need to prepare him for it. And her. And my other kids. Like, I have to prepare them for what's to come. Because they're going to have situations that I'm not going to always be there for. You know, and that's what I want you guys to know, is that we have to prepare our kids more. You know, be prepared for any situation. Be prepared to know that anything can happen. But, you know, to teach them that it's just different, you know. And I got stories for days of friends that have told me, you know, situations that has happened. And like I said, racism is at an all-time high, y'all. Like, I had to really switch gears. I was going to come on here and we were going to talk about some other things. But I find that, you know, this is what this is for. I want you guys to be informed of current events. There are a lot of people who don't even listen to the news, who don't even watch the news. The only reason why they know certain things that's going on in the world is off of social media. Social media has become the news. If that's how you get your news, that's fine. But I also want to be able to provide that for you. So this is what's going on. For the people who don't and are not caught up on their current events, there have been two horrible, just tragic shootings in this past week. And a lot of people have lost their lives. A lot of people are injured. And it seems to be behind four hate crimes. And just racism. This time it was towards Hispanics. A lot of this shit is from y'all's president. You know, y'all's president has said certain things that has given certain people a way to express themselves in a negative way. And I feel like it's only a matter of time before this whole situation, this whole problem, it just erupts. Like, it's going to erupt, y'all. Like, something else tragic and horrific is going to take place. You guys need to be prepared, because there's no way that we're going to continue on with the way things are going. Because for one, let's just be clear about it. If y'all think God is going to continue to let these things happen, then you are wrong. Something is going to happen that's going to get the attention of a lot of people. And I believe that. I just hope that we are all prepared. You know, you have, you know, talked to your kids about what's to come. You have talked to your family, you know, and that you just be prepared for that. You know, it's just a scary world, y'all. It's 2019. It feel like we're living in fucking a war. Like, that's what it feel like, you know. And people on the news talking about war on terrorism. Shit, is this really terrorism? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are Americans. are they really terrorists? No, these motherfuckers went to high school with y'all. They go to church with y'all. They sit up and go to work with y'all. They sit across from you. They in arm's reach, and this is how they feel about you. Why? Because they post that shit on their Facebooks. They post, they post, they repost. They tell y'all how they feel. You know, all this silent segregation and silenced racism, what people need to realize, you ain't hiding. We see y'all. We see you, niece. We see you. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. Y'all see the news. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all got friends and people that's been went through different things. All I'm saying is prepare your kids, man. It'll be a real great tragedy for your kids not to be taught. Prepare them so that they know how to deal with situations like this. You know, because for real, you don't know what these kids dealing with at school. You know, these same teachers that's teaching your kids, they don't all think like the parents do. They wasn't all raised like the parents. And that's the sad part, because you have these people in these kids' life as an influence. How do you know they're not mistakenly, purposefully mistreating your child? I have dealt with that at a school. Listen, y'all, the school my kids went to last year in south of the city. I won't say the name of the school, but it's some schools that's on the other end of the city. And everybody has always told me, hey, you know, before you take kids down there, beware now. You might have to deal with some stuff like this. And I'm like, you know, my misconception was that if I take my kids to a better school and a better district, they get a better education, right? Because the schools that my kids were going to previously were majority Black. So I wanted to send my kids to a school where they was passing these tests. And, you know, they went on the failing list, you know, because I didn't understand what that meant. You know, a lot of parents don't understand what failing schools mean. And before I move forward, let me just inform you, because I was misinformed. Whenever you hear a school has a failing grade, or I guess the school has failed, what that means is they're going to give 500 students who all test on different levels one test to take. And they've always tested on different levels, but because that state wants to see how smart those kids are, no matter what levels those kids are, and more than likely some of them are in special education, some of them are, you know, autistic or ADHD, or just are not great test takers. I personally have never been a great test taker, but that doesn't mean I don't know the material. I just don't like to I don't test well. So they're giving all these kids the same test and expect these kids to pass it on the same level. That's pretty much what that means. So when I heard that the schools my kids were going to previously were failing, I didn't understand why. Like, I didn't know what that actually meant. I didn't even know, you know, how that whole process worked. Up until actually reading into it, you know, doing some research, I'm looking like, oh, well, shit. That's why they're failing, because most of those kids on different levels, and that's at every school. But what I also found as doing research is that a lot of the other schools were majority ruled for is kids who look like my kids. There were more kids in one class versus the teacher, so the ratio was uneven. So when I moved them to the other schools on the other end of the city, where they became minorities, the classroom's size was smaller. And those who had more kids in classrooms had an assistant teacher, which equaled out the ratio. So you had maybe 7 or 8 kids to one teacher. So there was more attention, I guess you could say, given to those kids. And you know, who's to say that there wasn't any type of cheating going on? Who's to say those tests were given? You know, there's a lot of factors that you can incorporate. But I also, you know, my kids will come home saying, you know, we didn't make the basketball, to my son, he didn't make the basketball team, but all the other kids who did not look like him made the basketball team. My daughter, constantly getting picked on by a couple teachers. Now, me as a parent, the first thing I don't want to do is I don't want to say, oh, it's because, you know, it's because you're black. Da-da-da-da. You want me to go down here in the show? I'm trying not to have, you know, idea. I tried not to. In the beginning, I tried not to, you know, have that type of attitude because it was voluntary that I put them in that situation. Like, I moved them for a reason. It was total voluntary that I got them down there and moved them. So when the time came for me to come down there and to, you know, find out what was going on, I tried not to have that type of attitude. I tried not to come off as being the angry black mom, you know, because so many people think that we are just angry black moms and we're going to show out at every game and we're going to show out at every event and school and we're just going to act a fool, you know, because we feel like can't nobody tell our kids shit. But after a lot of, you know, events in sequence started to happen, it definitely raised a red flag. And there were a lot of issues at that particular school. And my kids would come home upset, like in tears, because they knew. Kids know when they're being mistreated. Like they have an inkling. They know when somebody mistreats them. That's why you have to watch kids. If you have any smaller children, watch who they'll be around. Watch the energy they give, because they'll know. They know who's real. They know who's fake. And kids will tell you. So my kids will come home and tell me like somebody is mistreating them. You know, like I said, then I had to take care of it. And I did, you know, but I just wanted you guys to be aware that it's very important, you know, to talk to your kids about what they're going through at these schools, because a lot of these teachers ain't fair. And a lot of these teachers, you know, and staff, administrators, you know, a lot of these people are and have been silent in racism. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the proven fact. Like my daughter say, period. I hate this shit. But that's just the realness about it. A lot of these people are hush hush racist. And you need to be aware so that your kids will know how to handle that situation. And make sure as a parent, you know, what I always try to do is make sure that the communication is available. You know, ask them more than how was your day. Go into depth. You know, I had to learn that too. Go into depth. Hey, when you was in this class, how did your teacher act? What does she look like? How does he look? You know, where do you sit in the class? Ask your kids those type of questions so that you can picture what's going on and keep that communication open so that you are informed. Even if you can't, you know, like myself, get to the school each and every single day because of work. Make sure that you, you know, keep that communication open with your kids. Go into depth with those conversations. Go be over the top. You know, make sure that it's open so that when things happen, you know, you heard it first. And there's no way, you know, you can go back and forth and somebody can say somebody else did this and did that. You know, you've heard it. So just had a communication with your kids. I just wanted to change gears a little bit because I know I come on here and I be turned up, y'all. Like, I be so turned up on my podcast, but I really wanted to just change the energy because there's no way I could ignore some of the current events that's going on in the world. People are actually losing their lives due to racism and hate crimes. And it's very sad. And I just ask that everybody, whatever type of religion you have, whoever you pray to, just make sure that you do reach out and make sure you do pray for their families, because this is going to be a long, 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 long time of grief that these people have to go through, because not only are they grieving their loved one, they're continuously having to listen to this stuff on the news, different media outlets, you know, pass by that Walmart, see that, remember that. It's just a lot. I can't imagine.
I just ask God to continue to protect us, you know, because it could be in the States. It could be, it could actually be in the South. It could be in Alabama. It could be in Mississippi. It could be anywhere. And it has been plenty of times, you know, but because it's so big, it's so major, is the only reason why it made media. But these things, y'all, they're going all the time. They go on all the time. They go on each and every day. It's just some things are not caught online. And some things are not as important, I guess, to people to view them, to record them, to post about it. But things tragic like this happen all the time. And we have got to get to a point where, you know, voting, if that's the only mouthpiece we have to elect somebody who cares about people who look like us and people who feel like us and people who have kids who look like us, if that's what we need to do and use that as our mouthpiece, which is our right, you know. And I hate to hear stupid ass people say voting that ain't gonna change nothing. You're right, because if you sit on your ass and do nothing, nothing will change. You are completely correct. So you have to find a way to reach them. And one thing I can say is there are certain backgrounds that always go use that as their mouthpiece, and they always vote and they always get their way. And it starts locally. It starts, you know, in your own city, community. It starts there. So I don't know what we can do. I'm trying to think about some things that we can do. If you guys have any ideas or some things we can do in our city, or any ideas to how, or you know, whatever you think about the gun violence, you know, I personally don't think taking a license from somebody, a gun license, is gonna stop something, because like I said, the majority of the people who do something are not a threat until they do something. They don't have a background, which is why they were able to get a gun license. They don't have any criminal history. You know, they just have a fucked up mentality in a bad mental state, which is why mental health is so important. If you see somebody wilding out on Facebook, if you see somebody wilding out on social media, do not sit quiet about that. Send a little anonymous email to your local police precinct. Make that shit known. Hit them up. Hey, you all right? Ask these people, are they okay? Because mental health, y'all, this is what it all boils down to. It's just an imbalance of mental health. And people need to get themselves together. People are dealing with some real life issues. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, they post something as an outlet, but it gets ignored. And then until something happens, everybody want to talk about, oh yeah, well, I seen that. I just didn't pay no attention. Well, thanks. Thanks. Because that's blood on your hands. For real, because you said and did nothing. So I don't care what it is. If you see somebody, speak up. Do what you got to do to help. And that way we can change one by one. All right, y'all, that's all I had. I hope you guys have a great, great week. Hopefully we have better, better days. And next week, y'all already know I'm going to probably come on here with something really ridiculous. But I just wanted to stop and, you know, give a moment to the people who have lost their lives on account of heinous crimes. And let's just step up and do better, y'all. So I pray all is well with you guys. And you guys have a great week. And I'll catch y'all next time on the Jazzy JJ Show. As always, if you need to hit me up, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you just want to, you know, hit up your girl, always email me, 1jazzyjd@gmail.com. And hit me up on my Snap, Jazzy_JD. Until next time, peace.